The soft nature grounds allow the people to move in dug villages. We speak about subtractive or still excavated architecture. In Perrier, well exposed to the south, the village des Roches was inhabited at least since the Middle Ages. In 1788, a Parisian traveller tells the story of his meeting with the inhabitants of one of the highest cavities of the place. Church books also reveal that at the end of the 19th century, about 20 families still lived in the hollow of the cliff. Marie Panissard, also called Marie Pierrette, is the last known inhabitant by the middle of the 20th century. The church square offers a general panorama on the old suspended village. The complex nature of the Plateau de Perrier is the fruit of a history which is spread out between less 4 million and less 400,000 years. Periods of fluviatiles deposit, alternating with flows of lavas, mud and ashes. Then the Couze Pavin digs its current valley and accentuates this little resistant pile. On the edge of the plateau, the last volcanic casting transported voluminous blocks, which protected softer parts, creating a strange relief where the silhouette of Ferry's impressive chimney dominates. Cross carefully the main street to take the Rue des Grottes. Continue on the left by the Rue du Château, then turn off on the right. You reach then a crossing of roads which establishes the entrance of the site. At a first level of wine cellars, dug in alluviums, overlap several zones of housing environment and appendices fitted out in the volcanic deposits. All in all, we would count more than 300 cavities. Little by little rehabilitated and secured by an association of protection supported by communities, this archaeological site remains subjected to the natural erosion, and its fragility imposes limited pedestrian traffic. The itineraries are marked. By looking carefully in the cavities which line roads, we reveal here and there the human imprint. Home and conduit of chimney, mouth and air wells, wall cupboards, niches, marks of tools and fillers, notches for lamps or partitions, vestiges of small terraces with fruit and aromatic essence. Hinges and canopy remind the leaves which close the accesses. If hard masonries characterize certain semi-troglodyte houses, the wooden part leans to disappear. The village des Roches also benefited from a defensive organization. Also in the east, the vestiges of the circular tower that prolongs the ferry's chimney of Morifollet are the only reminder of the outer wall. Outside, the district called De la Grelette is without any doubts one of the most impressive. We appreciate an exceptional view on the valley before we go back down.